Today's daf is Sanhedrin Samach Dalid. And we were still on Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Mara was talking about different Avodah Zarahs, how crazy they were. People made idols in the forms of chickens, in the forms of roosters, in the forms of goats, in the forms of dogs, in the forms of horses, in the forms of mules. That's what we've gotten up to. Then the Gemara says, Av Chizkiyahu, it's about 1, 2, 3, about 10 lines from the bottom. Av Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda Bikesh Aviv Lasas Lokein. King Hezekiah of Yehuda, his father wanted to burn him as an offering to idolatry. El Shasachto Imo Salamandara. The salamander, the blood of the salamander is a fire retardant. His mother smeared him with salamander blood to prevent him from being burned. Amar Rav Yehuda, my Rav. Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav. Yodin hoy Yisrael b'avodas kochav v'shein b'mamish. The Jews knew that idolatry has nothing to it. They weren't really drawn to idolatry. How could a person think that a piece of metal or wood and the statue of a horse or a dog, that's going to save or accomplish anything? So why did they worship idols? To permit illicit marital relations. They wanted to do illicit marital relations. They knew that in Judaism they would get rebuked for it. So they figured, oh, we'll have a new religion. The reason why they made the golden calf was not so much that they didn't believe in Moshe. They made the golden calf so that they could go and do illicit things without feeling guilty about it. So now the Gemara has a whole discussion about this. Is this true? Is it true that there's no basic urge for idolatry? People want idolatry because there's an urge for marital relations, there's an urge not to feel guilty when engaged in illicit marital relations. But we know from many sources that the Jews had a tremendous desire for idolatry. That's the question. Masiv Rav Misharshia. Rav Misharshia challenged this lesson that Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav. Think about the following. The verse says, Ki zechor b'neihem is b'chosam. Like remembering children, what were their altars? Amr b'lazer explained, Ka'adam sheyesh lo ga'aguin al b'no. Like a person who has longing for his son, that's how they had desires for altars to offer offerings to idolatry. So how can you say idolatry is not really desired? Answer the Gemara, the answer that it'll give several times. Basar Davikube. Really, when they start with the idolatry, they're not really interested in the idolatry. They don't enjoy the idolatry. They're just doing it because they want to have illicit relations and they want to be able to get away with this illicit relations. But once they do it, it becomes a habit. Once something becomes a habit, people become attached to habits. Then already, once they're used to it, they're attached to it. And then they want it itself. It becomes behavior. Tashma, here's a proof. The verse says, V'nasati pigrechem al pigregu lechem. And I will put your dead bodies on the dead bodies of your idols. What's the story? Amru, they said, Elio atzadik hayu machazer al tfuchera av shabi Yerushalayim. When the temple was being destroyed, and Jews were bloated with starvation in Jerusalem, Eliyahu HaNavi was walking around. He once found a young man, and he was bloated in hunger, and he was literally laying down in the garbage dump. So Eliyahu HaNavi said to this young man, Meiza Mishpachata, what's your family name? He said, Mishpacha Plonisani, I'm from this family. Amalo, he said to him, Klum nishtayim osa mishpachas, anything left from that family? Are any of you alive? I'm a low lav. He said, nope. Chutz me many, just me. I'm the only one. Amar lo, so he said to me, if I were to teach you something which would give you life, would you agree to learn it? Amar lo, hey. He said, yeah, sure, the whole family died. I'm the only one left. If you teach me something that will give me continued life, sure, I'll learn it. Amar lo, so Yohanavi said to him, Amor b'chol yom, this is what will give you life. Declare every day, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hear Israel. Hashem is our God. And Hashem is one. There's only one Hashem. Declare faith. And if you declare faith, you'll live. Amar lo, so he said to him, this is what this young boy said. Has, quiet. Shelo lahazkir b'shem Hashem. I don't want to mention the name of Hashem. That's not my religious belief. That's what this boy said. Shelo limdo aviv imo. Because my father and mother have not taught me to say, here Israel, God is the one. I have a different faith. Miyad hotzi yirasa micheko. Right away, this young boy took his little idol out of his pocket, out of his lap. Umachabka, and he hugs it. Umenashka, and he kisses it. Now he's starving to death. And all of his family members have already died. And even though there's been so much death and so much punishment, he's standing with his idolatry. He's not letting go. Adshenivka akresa. So his stomach had to crack open. He died. Naflo yirasa la'aretz. His idol fell to the ground. Venafal hu aleha. And he fell on top of this broken idol. L'kayei mashin e'amar. And in this way, there was the fulfillment of what the verse predicts. V'nasati pigrechem al pigrei gilulechem. I'll put your dead bodies on the dead bodies of your idols. So the broken idol, which had fallen to the floor, and on top of it, this dead boy. So how could Rav Yehuda say in the name of Rav, that people don't really like idolatry? Jews know that idolatry is a fraud. No one's into idolatry. They want to have illicit relations and get away with it. It's a new religion. So they say we are pagans. We don't believe in monotheism because they want to have an excuse for their bad behavior. But they don't really want this. Who wants this? Who has a desire for this nonsense? You see, there's a desire for this nonsense. At the cusp of death, they're holding on to this nonsense. Answer the Gemara, the same answer. Basar d'avikube. It's after they'd already become attached to it. Idolatry starts as a justification for znut. But once people get used to it, this is their religion, this is their practice, then they continue to justify it. But really, that's not what it is. A third suggested question. Rashma, come here, proof. Again, Rav, you this as the name of Rav. People don't really want to do idolatry. They just do it to justify or to get away with the arayot b'farhesia. So Tashma, come here, proof. We learned, the verse says that Vayizaku b'kol gadol Hashem Elokeihem. They called out with a great voice to Hashem their God. This is a reference to the Jews at the time when the second temple was just built. The verse says, in Nehemiah, they called out with a great voice to God. What's going on? My Amor, what were they saying? There's a story that we had back in Masechet Yoma. Am Rav Yehuda vitim Rav Yonasan. Rav Yehuda explained, some say it was Rav Yonasan who explained. They said like this, they said, Baya Baya. Baya baya means whoa. Hainu the achrevei levesa. This is the one, the Yetzer Hara, the urge for idolatry is the one that has ruined the house of Hashem, the Beit HaMikdash, v'kalya leheichala, and burned his sanctuary, v'katlinu letzadiki, and has caused the death of the righteous, and has exiled the Jewish people from their land. And he's still dancing amongst us. We still have the desire for idolatry. So they scream out to God, didn't you give him to us only so that we would get reward? Why did you make a desire for idolatry? So that we would be drawn to idolatry and we would resist that attraction and we would get reward for resisting that attraction. So you know what? Now that we have a second temple, we don't want him. We don't want his reward. We don't want it. Take him away. So what do you mean? We're getting reward for resisting him. There's no urge for him. I thought you said there's no urge for idolatry. Says the Gemara for the third time, the same answer. Initially, there's no urge for idolatry. But once you get attached, then already there's an urge. This was after they had become attached to him, after they had gotten used to doing idolatry. Now it's a big struggle to resist it. So they're asking for reward. So it gives them reward when they resist. All right, let's go back to that story of how we got rid of the urge for idolatry. The Jewish people sat for 3 full days in fasting, begging Hashem to get rid of the urge for idolatry. Bo Rachmi, and they were begging, they were praying, they were asking for mercy. Nafalu Pitka Mirakia, a letter, a little note fell out of the heavens. Davaksiv Be Emes. And on the note there was the word Aleph Mem, Tuf Emes, truth. So that's Hashem's signature. Amr Abchanin, Reb Chanina said, you see that the seal of Hashem, the signature of Hashem is truth. So just like when a king has a proclamation at the bottom of it, he puts his seal to show to everyone that it's from him. So Hashem, after these prayers, is sealing. He's saying, okay, I agree. And out of heaven comes the note that says Emes. Nafa kaguria denura mi beis kodshei hakodashim. This young lion of fire emerged out of the holiest of holies. Amalhu Navi Yisrael, the prophet said to the Jewish people, Hani Yitzhu Davodazar, that's the urge of idolatry. So the Jews grabbed him. How did the Katafsi, as they're grabbing this fiery, this lion of fire, Yishtamit Binasamine, one hair was pulled out of him. So he's so sensitive, this urge. Azal kole ba'arba mea parsi. He screamed, and his voice could be heard 400 parsa away. So the Jews then said, Echi Nevid, what are we going to do? If we're going to try to actually kill him, I don't know, by stoning him or something, he's going to scream. And he screams so loudly, in the heavens they'll have compassion and they won't let us kill the urge for idolatry, and he'll last. Amalei Navi, so the prophet gave them advice. He said, Shadyua beduda da'avra, throw him into a pit of lead, v'kesua ba'avra, and cover this pit with a lead cover. D'shayif kalei, that will absorb his voice. D'chsev, as the verse says, v'yomer zos harishah, and he said, this is the wicked one. And he threw her into the container. And he threw the lead stone to the mouth of this container. Amri. And it worked. So that was it. They bottled up the urge for idolatry. So they said, oh, well, it's going well. Let's get rid of some more urges. Amri, they said, Ho veis ratzanu. So you see, it's a time of mercy. So let's pray to get rid of the urge between man and woman. So they pray that God should take away the urge that a man has for illicit relations with women. So they got control over that urge. So they put him in a jail for 3 days. Then there was a woman who was sick. And she needed a fresh egg, an egg born that day. Lo ashkechu, they couldn't find an egg born that day. Because the urge between man and woman is also what causes eggs to be born. And even, apparently, Rashi says, even the egg that was inside of the hen, it stopped in its process of coming out because there was no longer an urge between men and women. So 1 second, we need this. We need procreation. So, I mean, they said, what are we going to do now? Hey, Chinevid, what should we do? Mibai Palga, let's pray for half of it. Let's pray that when permissible, there should be an urge between man and woman. But in everything not permissible, like married women and incest, there should be no urge between man and woman. God doesn't grant half of a request to water, you know, to do that. So what are we going to ask for? So kachlinul eine. So they threw the blue eyeliner into the eyes of this evil urge, and they blinded it. So they weakened the evil urge. What did they accomplish by weakening it? Ahanibe, they've accomplished the following. Lo igri inish bikrovuse. People are no longer attracted to their relatives. A brother is not attracted to his sister. That they've reduced. But that a man is attracted to some other woman, a woman who's married to somebody else, that unfortunately is still there. I'm Rav Yehuda Marav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav. Maaseh b'nachbir sachas, going back to idolatry. Talking about the craziness of Peor. Peor is the idolatry of, you know, going to the bathroom in front of this idol. It was a story with this woman, this non-Jewish woman, she was very sick. Amr, she said like this, Im tamorahi isha michaolya, if this woman is going to recover from her illness, telech v'tabot l'chol avod azar sheba'olam. I don't know which God did it for me, I don't know which idolatry did it for me, I'm going to worship every single idolatry in the world. Wow. So amda v'avda l'chol avod azar sheba'olam. So she went from church to church, from ashram to ashram, she worshipped every idolatry she could find. Kevet she hegiya l'peor, then she got to the idolatry of Baal Peor. So shalal lakomrim. So she asked the priests, "Vamei ovdim lazu? How do you worship this thing?" Amru lo, they said to him, "Ochlin tradim. You eat. I think it is beets. How do they translate tradim? They say spinach. Spinach. Okay. Spinach or beets. Okay. V'shotin shechar, and you drink beer. And then when you have the two, you have to drop a dump. Umatrizim b'fanei, and they let the excrement drop in front of the idol." Amma, she said, you know what? Mutav shetazra hu ishi l'cholya. Would have been better for me to be sick again. Lo tavar avodah zarah b'kach, and that this should be the religion. That I go to the bathroom in front of this person, in front of this idol. So this is the story. So wow, what a mussar we have to take from this. Atem beis Yisrael einem kein. We the Jews aren't like that. When we had in the end of Parshas Balak, the daughters of Midian, the Torah says, "Hanitzmadim leBaal Peor." The Jews were attached to Baal Peor. You're attached to this idol of public defecation. The word is nitzmadim, kitzamid patil, like the tight cover that's attached with wax. That's how we were strongly attached to this horrible idol. Terrible. The Goyim know that it's disgusting, and yet the Jews were so attached to it. Another point of Musar. The Torah says, "Vatem advekim b'Hashem Elokeichem," and you are attached to God, your Lord. Live. So it doesn't use the word nitzmad, tzamid. It only says devek. So with Hashem, it's kishtei tomorrow's hadvukosu bezu. It's like two dates glued to each other. The Brisa pointed this out. This difference, hanitzmadim lebaal por kitzamid. So it's a terrible thing that when it came to Baal Peor, which is so disgusting, we were like a tight cover. We were more attached to that than when we are attached to Hashem. In the Brisa, though, there's a defense for the Jewish people. Masni Satana. Hanitzmadim leBaal Peor kitzamid al yidei isha. Those who are attached to Baal Peor, it's like a bracelet. It was because of a woman. When it comes to Hashem, you are glued to Hashem. Hashem himself is what attracts you, and you are attracted to him, so it's not so bad like Baal Peor. It's better. Tanu Rabbanan lived in a Braisa. Another story. Ma'asa b'Safta ben Elas. A story with Safta, the daughter, the son of Elas. Safta, son of Elas. Shehisker chamor l'nachris achas. He rented out his donkey to this female non-Jew. Came when she yigil l'Peor. When she got to Peor, Amrlo, she said to him, "Hamtein ad she kaneis veitze. Wait here till I go in and come out." After she came out, Amrlo, he said to her, You know what? Afat, you too. Hamtini, why don't you wait? Achi kanis veitze, till I go in and I'll come out. You know what? You went to the bathroom. I'll also go to the bathroom. So Amar lo, she said, v'lo Yehudiyata, but aren't you a Jew? You believe in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad. You believe in the one God. This is an idol. Amar lo, amayich paslach, what do you care? I need to relieve myself. Nichnas, so he went into this church. Par b'fanav, and he dropped his pants, and he let all of his excrement come out of his rear. The kineach b'chotamo, and then he cleaned his rear end with the nose of Baal Peor. He used the nose to wipe the rear end. So he figured, I'm making fun of this thing. But the priests, they were giving him such praise. For Omrim, they said, there never was someone who had this brilliant insight. We can honor our God so much, we can use his nose for our rear end.
Because they are Mashnun.
Takes a Jewish
code.
So now the Gemara says there's a principle here. Hapoer atma l'baal poor. Harei zavodaso. A person who drops his pants and he defecates in front of Baal Poor, that is the way to worship Baal Poor. So therefore, even though his intent is to humiliate it, but it's the humiliation. They don't think it's humiliation. They view that as service. So it's not allowed because then it's service. Even though his thinking is, I'm going to embarrass it. But it's service. It's not allowed. Hazorik Evela Markulis, a person who throws a stone at the Markulis, Zuhi Avodaso, that's its service. Even though his intent is to stone it, he's saying, I'm going to hit it. No, but that's how they're worshiping. You're doing the act of worshiping. It's not allowed. Rav Menashe v'kazal beitu rasa. Rav Menashe was going once to this place called beitu rasa. Amrul, they said to him, avodah zarah, it's avodah zarah to kai hacha, that's here. Shakal pisa, he took a clod of earth, shadabah, he threw it at it. Amrul, they said, marklessi, the nature of this avodah zarah is it's markless. You just worshipped it. Amrul, so he said, no. Hazorek, Rav Menashe said, no, the verse, the Mishnah said, Hazorek, Evan Limarkalis Tanan, someone who throws a stone to Markalis in front of it. I didn't throw it in front of it. I threw it on it. I'm trying to knock it over. Asashal Be Mitchell said. So he came and he asked in the Beis Medrash, was I right? They said, no, you were wrong. Hazorek, Evan Bimarkalis Tanan. The Mishnah says, someone who throws a stone at Markalis. Afal Gavd Michav Lamir Gamay. Even if his intent is to stone it, it's not allowed. Amalusi said, Ezalishkala, so let me go and take off the earth. Amalusi said to him, Echad anotla, v'echad anos nachay. Whether you throw the stone or you take off the stone, you are guilty. Kol chada v'chada ravcha l'chavir t'shavik. When you take off a stone, you're giving room for the next stone to come. So you're contributing to the stones being thrown on it. It's not allowed. Okay, next Mishnah teaches another action that can create stoning, and that is handing over one son to Molech. We'll see that it's not actually to burn the son, it's actually to have the son walk through fires or to jump over fires. So what does that mean? I know, say, Mizaro la Molech, one who hands over his son to the Molech, he deserves to be stoned. So what does it mean? Ein ochayv, he's only guilty. Achiyim sulam molech, till he hands over his son to the priests of the molech. V'yavir be'esh, and the son is passed through the fire. Masala molech v'lo havir be'esh, if he handed the son over to molech, but they didn't pass him through the fire. Havir be'esh, or he was passed through the fire v'lo masala molech, but he wasn't handed over to the priests. Ein ochayv, he's not guilty. Achiyim sulam molech, until he hands him to the priests. V'yavir be'esh, and he will pass him through the fire. Says the Gemara, Katani Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah said that one of the ways to get stoned is to worship idols. Then Katani Molech. Then it says another way to get stoned is to do the Molech ritual. So it sounds like these are two separate things. Amar Rav Avin said, Tnan Kiman Amar. This Mishnah is like the opinion, Molech Lav Avodah Zarah. That you're right, it's two separate things. Molech is not a form of Avodah Zarah. The Tanya, that's actually an argument about this. We learned in a Braisa. The passing of a child through fires is an act of worship to Avodah Zarah, so it applies to Molech or to other Avodah Zarahs, even to Markalis, a guy who makes some fires, and in front of the Markalis stones, he would have his child walk through the fires, would also be guilty, according to this opinion. However, Rabbi Shimon said, no, Le Molech Chayiv, this is a ritual for that religion called Molech, Shalola molech pater, if you do it for an idol other than molech, you would be exempt. So Amar Abaya said, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, who says that molech is not idolatry, it's some other ritual, it's a religion, it's not a god. That's the same view as Rabbi Hanina ben Antignos. He says the same thing. Amar Davar Echad. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Hadamar. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, what we just said, that molech is not religion, it's just some other thing, it's not really idolatry. So since it's not idolatry, therefore this practice is not prohibited in regards to other idolatrous situations. And Rabbi Hanina ben Antignos also tells us that molech is not idolatry. The time we went to Nebraska, Rabbi Hanina ben Antignos says, "Mipnei matafsa Torah lashon molech." Why is the language molech? Molech is ruler. It's to tell like this, kol shem lichu aleim, anything that they make as their god over them, afilu tzror, even a pebble, afilu kisim, even a twig. So if they are, you know, somebody says, this pebble is molech, it's ruling over us, let's pass in the fires in front of the pebble, that's already a problem. Rava Omer, Rava explained, no, they're not exactly saying the same thing. Molech ara yikabeinayu. There is a difference between them. According to Belez Rabbi Shimon, he said molech is not idolatry, but it has to be molech, a ruler. It has to be some established practice. According to Rabbi Hanina ben Antignos, it's anything that people are making now as a ruler. They could say, we're making this up, that this little pebble has priests, and we make fires, and you pass through the fires for the pebble. So that would be a quench of Chanina ben Antignos, but not a quench of Elazar Rabbi Shimon.
We shouldn't imitate anything the Goyim do.
Also true, that's right.
Even if it's not about God's Torah.
That's also true. People who say, I'm lo say lech, who don't follow their ways. But especially in regards to the way they practice their religion.
Rabbi, the ashes was the Avodah Zarah, was Rikat HaFatzim la'esh Eitaro.
No, putting the child through the fires, walking through the fires.
When you say thing that they make fires in Israel and they, you know.
Lag Ba'Omer.
Right,
they light fires, you know, put children through it.
I mean, jumping over the fires.
They don't jump over fires. They don't jump over fires, they just light fires.
Where you saw somebody jumping over?
Rabbi Yanai said, this that we learned, that molech is handing the child over to the priests. Ein ochayev ad shim seren l'mashar se'avodah zarah. It's that it's only obligated when he hands him over to the priests of the idol, of the molech. Shenamar, it says in Mizaracha lo sitein, and from your seed you shall not give lahavir la molech. Don't give it to those ministers who will then have him cross through the fires. They will pass him through the fires. Tanya Namiach Rios Lunkin a Bryce like this. Yachol Havir Velo Masad. Let's say he himself has his child go through the fires, but he never hands him over to the priests. Yechayev, would he then also be guilty? No. Tamulama, that's what the verse says. Lo Yimatzi Bachamavir Bino Bito Ba'esh. Okay, that's one pasuk. But there's another pasuk that says, Lo Sitain. Don't hand over your son. Mizaracha Lo Sitain Lahavir Lamolach. Now, Masala Molach, let's say he handed over to the priests, Velo Havir, but they never passed him through the fires. Yachol Yechayev, maybe he's obligated because it was already lo sitain, he already gave. Tamaloma, that's why you have the other verse that says, lo sitain lahavir, don't give to pass through. It has to be giving and they have to pass him through. Masar v'havir shalola molech, let's say it's not molech. He goes to Marcellus. The way people serve Marcellus is throwing stones at Marcellus. He makes two fires, he hands the child over to the priest, and the priest puts the child through the fires for Marcellus. Yachol Yechayev, is he then guilty? That's what the verse says. Lo sitain lahavir lamolech. Don't give him to pass him through for molech. But for other avodah zarah, he's exempt, like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Masar v'havir lamolech v'lo ba'esh. Let's say he handed the child over to the priests and they passed him through something, but it wasn't through fire. Yachol Yechayev, is he guilty? Nope. Ne'amar kan, it says here, mizaracha lo sitain lahavir lamolech. It says later, lo yimatzi b'chadr shall not be found in you. Ma'avir b'no vito ba'esh, someone who passes his son or his daughter through fire. Ma'alan ba'esh, just like over there, it's passing through fire. Afkan ba'esh, so too, it's passing through fire. Ma'akan molech, and just like over here, it's to molech. Aflahalan molech, so too later, it is for molech. Am Rav Acha b'rei de Rav. Rav Acha, the son of Rava, said, have your kol zaro patr. Let's say he puts all of his children through the fires for molech. Then he's exempt. Shenamar, because it says mizaracha, from your seed, v'lo kol zaracha, not your entire seed. Boy, Rav Ashi asked the following question: Haviro suma. Let's say the son was blind, so he couldn't really walk by himself. and he passes him through the fires. Mahu, what's the halacha? Or what about Yashing? The son is sleeping right now, so he's really not walking through, and he's passed through the fires. Mahu, what's the halacha? Is this considered this practice or not? Ben Bino, what happens if he gives over his grandson, or Ben Bito, the son of his daughter, Mahu, to the priests, and they pass him through the fires? Is that called Ma'avir Bino Lamolech? Answer the Gemara, Tifshon Miyachada, one of these three questions I can resolve. The Tanya Linton Abraisa, the verse says, Ish, Ish, Asher Yitain Mizaro Lamolech, most you must. Any man who will give from his seed to Molech will be put to death. Amar, it's your Gemug, Va'aven, the people of the earth shall stone him by his stones. I'll put my face against that man and destroy him. For from his seed he gave to Molech. So why did the Torah have to add, for from his seed he gave to Molech? That's what we're talking about. So the answer is like this. Since it says, there shall not be found in you someone who passes his son or daughter through the fires. I would have thought, that's only true if he puts his son or his daughter. Ben Bino, Ben Bito. How do we know that it applies even to the son of the son? The son of the daughter? That's why we have to have this verse, Minayin. How do we know that there also there's guilt? That's why we have this verse. The verse says, again, Ish, Ish. Mikol Beis Yisrael, Asher Yitein Mizaro Lamolech. Most you must. Amar Tzir Gemu Va'aven. V'ani Atenes Panay B'Yishahu V'Yichrat Yoso Mikerev Amo Ki Mizaro Nasan Lamolech. That's what the verse says. Betito Mizaro, when he will give from his seed, even the grandchildren, is reason to be guilty. Tana, ask the Gemara, one second, there are two different phrases here. There's Kimi Zaro Nasan Lamolech, and then there was earlier in the Pasuk, Betitomi Zaro. Tana Pasach, the Tana began with Kimi Zaro. Why does it say Kimi Zaro? The Salik, but then it flips to a different, it switches to the other phrase. The Sitomi Zaro. Why doesn't it say? The reason why it said Kimi Zaro is to say that even the grandchildren, there is the prohibition of Molech. Answers the Gemara. The Tito Mizaro Drasha Achrinahi. It's another Drasha. It's another Drasha. Like this. The verse says, doesn't say. The verse that said, "Lo yimatzi b'chamavir b'no bito be'esh." I would have thought it's only a son and a daughter. How do we know it's a grandson? That's why it says, "Kimi zaro." Then the Braisa saying another drasha, "Zaro, ein li'elazer akasher." That would only mean if it's righteous sons. Sons that are born in a permissible way. Zera pasul minayin. How do we know that if a person has a child who's a mamzer, and he puts that mamzer through the fires of Molech, that he's guilty. Tamaloma, that's it says, Besito Mizaro, when he gives from his seed any type of seed. Amar Yehuda said, Enochai Vachiavrienu Derech Havara, he's only guilty if he puts him through the way they put him through the fires. Hey, Chidami, what's the way that they put him through the fires? Oh, now we have what Baruch mentioned. Amar Abaya, Abaya said, Shraga the Livna B'mitzah, they make a line of cinder blocks in the middle. Nura Mahagisa V'Nura Mahagisa. And fires on this side, and fires on this side, and the child has to walk on the cinder blocks without getting burnt. So that's the ritual. He walks through fires. Rava said, Kimishvasa de Puraya, like the kids jump on Purim. So what do you mean, like the kids jump on Purim? They make little holes, and in these holes they put fires, and they have the kids jump over the fires. Tanya Kavasi de Rava. Baruch is right, absolutely. Tanya Kavasi de Rava, we learned in a brisa like Rava. He's only guilty if he passes him through in the way of passing through. But if he had him walk through, Potter is exempt. So yes, he's only guilty if he's jumping, not if he's walking. And you'd only be guilty if he puts his descendants through the fire. How so? No, Bito Chayev. He's guilty if he hands his son or his daughter over to the priests and they pass him through the fire. But Avivimo, if he hands over his father or mother to the priests, Achiv Achoso, or his brother or sister, Patri is exempt. Havir Atzmo Patri, if he puts himself through the fires, he's exempt. And Rabbi Shimon says if he puts himself through the fire, he's guilty. Echad Lamolech, Vechel Sharvo de Zarachayev. According to the Tanakhama, if you do the Molech ritual for Markalis or for Peor, you're also guilty. For any idolatry, if you do this ritual, you're guilty. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Omer Lamolech Chayiv. He's guilty if he does it for Molech. Shelo Lamolech Pater. But if not for Molech, he's exempt. Amar Ula Ula said, my time to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. What's the reason Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon? That if he puts himself through it, he's guilty. Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Lo Yimatzei Becha. They shall not be found in you. Becha sounds like in you, Ba'atzmecha, in you yourself. Asks the Gemara. For Rabbanan lo darshi b'chas, then everybody should interpret that way. Why would the Rabbanan say it's only if you put your son or daughter through the fires? They should say even if you put yourself through the fire, because it says lo yimatzei b'cha, in you, this shall not be found in you. In you means in you yourself. Don't we all interpret in you meaning yourself? Well, it's not, as we learned in Masechet Bava Metzia. Avedas of avedas aviv. Let's say you have a lost object of your own, and there's a lost object of your father. So who do you return? Shelo kodemes. First take care of your lost object. Because you have to help your own financial situation before you help the financial situation of your father. V'aminu, we say there in the Gemara, my time or why does your lost object come first? Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said in the name, the pasuk says on our Gra, Efes, but ki lo yevecha evyon. Watch yourself that there not be in you a poor person. You can't allow yourself to become poor. Shelo kodemes l'shel kol adam. Your needs come before the needs of others. V'hasam. So the Gemara says, no, maybe the rabbis don't interpret the word b'cha. So why do they agree to the law that a person's own lost object should be taken care of before the lost object of his father? V'hasam me efes. That they're interpreting from the word efes. It says efes, nothing. That's to say nothing. So efes, meaning the Torah is saying, don't become a nothing, don't become poor. So it's the word efes that's being learned, but not the word b'cha. Amar Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina. Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina said like this, Shalosh krisos b'avodah zarah. There are three times the Torah says that if somebody worships idols, he will get karis. Ani etenes panai b'shehu v'ichrat yoso mikerev amo. V'samti ani es panai b'shehu v'mishpachto v'ichrat yoso v'eskol azonim. So Lama, why do we have to have three times the punishment of Kares? Achas l'kedarka. One is to say that if you worship the idol the way it is worshipped, let's say the way to worship this idol is to bow to it and you bow to it, or the way to worship this idol is to throw stones at it and you throw stones at it, so then you get Kares. Achas l'shelo kedarka. And one is to tell me that even if it's not the way to worship this idol, if it's the slaughter of an animal, or the burning of incense, or the pouring of the liquids, or the bowing, also gets kares. The achas and the third kares is lemolech. Even though molech is not avodah zarah, if a person hands his son over to the priests of the molech, and they then pass the son through the fires, or have the son jump over the fires, he gets the punishment of karet, of dying at a young age. Now, according to the opinion that Molech is avodah zarah, kares b'molech lamali. Why is it necessary for the verse to say that there's kares for Molech? So that's to say like this: the verse is telling me lamavir b'no shelo kedarka, that even if you go to Markulis, where it's not the way of Markulis to have children pass through the fires. To pass through the children, through the fires in front of Markulis, will also get avodah zarah. Ask the Gemara. Lama adam megadif avodah zarah he. Now, according to the opinion that megadif, one who curses God's name, is avodah zarah. That the word megadif doesn't mean to curse God's name; it means to sing to avodah zarah. So, karis megadif lamli. It's a Masechta Krisos. So if you're going to say that Megadif means to sing to avodah zarah, why do I need a pasuk to say that there's kares for it? We have three psukim saying there's kares for avodah zarah. Answers the Gemara. Look at Tanya. It's based on what we learned in a Braisa. The verse there says, Kidvar Hashem Bazav, this mitzvah so heifar, for he has disgraced the word of God and violated his mitzvah. He kares, she shall be cut off. He kares b'olam hazeh. She shall be cut off in this world. Tikares lolam ba, cut off in the next world. Div Rabbi Akiva, that's the view of Rabbi Akiva. Amal Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said, "Valok far namar." But the verse already says, "V'nichrisa," and it will be cut off. What shlosh olamim yesha? There are three worlds. Ela v'nichrisa b'olam hazeh. It'll be cut off in this world. Hikares, it shall be cut off. Li olam abat, to the next world. Tikares, she shall be cut off. It's just repeated. Dibra Torah, kilasho bnei adam. The Torah is just speaking the way people speak. What is molech? Some type of ruler over you, right? It's a ruler. Molech is a ruler.
You wouldn't consider it idolatry?
But apparently not idolatry. Maybe they still, maybe it's sorcery. Sorcery. Some type of superstition.